This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
The wind is gusting again. We are right now in a steady rain, and it's going to be with us all afternoon. They give to Richardson. He's cutting near side. 25, cut back. He's to the 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Boy, do my ribs feel better. 26 yards and a touchdown. Browns jump on the ball. Do they have it? Billy Wynn comes up with it. Billy Wynn continuing to have a great rookie year.
Fellas, how about that defense? To keep them out of the end zone, I don't care what the conditions.
There's no question. I mean, we have the best fans in football. And to give them a win is great.
Deep drop, up in the pocket, throws. It's tipped and knocked away. What a play by Buster Screen.
You practiced great. You came out here, and we did what we had to do to win a game. And that's a credit to you guys.
Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howerton, joined by Browns staff writer Matt Flajancic. And Browns fans, that was a look at last week's victory over the San Diego Chargers. Matt, you look at that game. Offensively, it was a low-scoring game, but defensively, those boys battled it out.
Without question. When you're looking at a score on the opening drive to take a 7-0 lead over the San Diego Chargers and your defense finds a way to make it stand up, that's a great performance. And really, it started and ended with the defense last Sunday. The defense got a critical stop on 4th-and-1 when they stopped Jackie Battle short of the first down, TJ Ward shooting through the gap, bringing him down at the line of scrimmage. And then at the end of the game, another 4th down play, the Browns answered the bell one more time when Buster Screen stepped in the passing lane and batted away a Phillip Rivers pass from Malcolm Floyd. Congratulations to the defense on a great effort, and really they were the story of the day.
Well, Matt, it's no rest for the Cleveland Browns because come Sunday, they have a divisional battle against the Baltimore Ravens who are coming off a bye.
It's the second straight week in which the Browns are facing an opponent coming off of a bye. Going into an AFC North division game, you know it's going to be a physical contest. This is an opportunity for the Browns to go into the bye week on a 2-game winning streak, and winners are 3 of their last 4, and they would definitely like to do it against Baltimore, a team that they've struggled with losing the last 8 games.
Well, Matt, we got a chance to hear from some of the players in the locker room, and here's what they had to say about the rematch.
Well, I think more than anything, it's in a divisional game. We're 2-6, and we're trying to win a divisional game. I mean, more than anything, yeah, we saw that we could play. You know, they hit us in the mouth, and they played well. But we've grown up a lot since then. They've gotten better. So it's a big game for both teams because they're coming off a bye week. We're coming off of a win, trying to get rebound or keep going off that. So it's a big team. It's a divisional game, and I mean both teams are ready to rock and roll.
Do it. Great football, AFC North, especially during this time of year. It's always a battle, hard fought games. I mean, this is what football is all about, playing football. That during this time of year, when the weather's bad, it feels bad, it really shows what you're made of. If you're going to succumb to the elements of the weather, it really shows it. It showed it last week, playing against a team from California. They're not used to this elements. We were able to take advantage of it. Now we're playing against a team who's come from the same elements. They know what it's like to play in cold weather. It's going to be a nitty-gritty football game.
Guys. That's the thing. The record is completely different than how we feel as a team. We know that we could be our record would be so much better. I got a couple plays here, a couple plays there, but we're starting to make those. We feel like we're starting to make those, and we're starting to get over the hump. Like, we're starting to just finally climb to be a team that can go out and just win consecutive games. Why not win 3 games in a row, 4 games in a row? Just get on spurts and just keep winning.
Browns fans, running back Trent Richardson has been nominated for both the Pepsi Max Rookie of the Week and the FedEx Ground Player of the Week. Visit NFL.com to cast your votes today.
Well, Matt, as you can see, Trent Richardson is up for a couple of awards, but he's also on pace to break some Cleveland Browns records.
Yes, he is, Jameer, and he's one 100-yard game away from tying William Green and Kevin Mack for the most ever by a Browns rookie. And with another 100-yard game, he could be the third running back in Browns history to achieve back-to-back 100-yard rushing games in his rookie season. Trent's having a great run, has been as advertised, and when healthy, he's one of the best players in the league.
You're absolutely right, Matt, and let's hope he continues Higgins his great effort this week at home against the Ravens. Browns fans, thanks for joining us here on the Cleveland Browns Report. Be sure to check back throughout the week for daily updates from Matt Flajancic. I'm Jameer Howerton. Thanks for joining us.
Browns fans, the all-new Browns Fan 4-Pack is on sale now. The all-inclusive game day package includes 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 Pepsi products, 4 game programs, and 1 parking pass for home games versus the Kansas City Chiefs on December 9th or the Washington Redskins on December 16th. Prices start at just $199. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 1-800-745-3000 to purchase today.